Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, and welcome everybody. On behalf of Hijab Aware, my colleague Seema Umrayan from Level 10 Muslima, and myself Zaina Dilaporta from Serene Lifestyle Coaching, bring to you Hijab Aware and these wonderful interviews where I'll be interviewing women on their experience with the hijab in the workforce. So please stay tuned for these beautiful interviews we have lined up for you. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. This is Zaina Dilaporta interviewing Sister Ashley Bunura on successful women in the workforce or entrepreneurs wearing the hijab for our hijab awareness campaign. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, my beautiful sister. Jazakallah khairan for being here and coming for this interview that I've invited you to.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa iyakum, and thank you for having me. I'm excited to be able to help out and share my experience with hijab in the workforce and entrepreneurship.
Jazakallah khairan, awesome. So, Ashley, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Okay, so like you said, my name is Ashley. I'm originally from California in the U.S. I converted to Islam in 2014, so coming up on 5 years now, alhamdulillah. I'm a cat lover and a tea drinker and an excessive reader. My favorite books are classics. I really love things like Tolstoy and Austin and Dostoevsky and all of that good stuff. So basically, I'm a really old lady in a 20-something-year-old's body. by education and profession, I'm a linguist, so I do freelance translation, transcription, and proofreading and editing, that kind of stuff. And then recently, just back in November, I started a new phase of my career and my travels, and alhamdulillah, I'm currently at ESL English as a second language teacher in China. So besides my day job kind of thing, I also share my passion for Islam and spiritual and personal development as a partner over at the Dua Journal. So I'm pretty new over there. I've known Umeda for a couple of years now, but I only came on as a partner, I think it was over the summer. So alhamdulillah, I've been working with her, and I'm so excited for the opportunity to be a part of spreading the positivity and the support for sisters that our brand stands for over there.
Oh, wow. That's really beautiful. Mashallah, you have a lot of different experiences at such a young age. Subhanallah, in China. That's awesome. So Ashley, can you tell us, like, you know, so far in your life with whatever working experience you've had, how has it been wearing the hijab in that working world for you?
Yeah, so my experience has had kind of a few different facets depending on which role I was in at any given time. So I converted and began covering my hair and kind of easing into hijab in my last year of my BA degree, which I did back in California. And that presented kind of its own unique set of challenges. I dealt with a lot of anxiety around what my friends would think, you know, the friends that I had had for the past 3 years of university who only knew me as, you know, non-Muslim, average American girl kind of thing. And I did definitely deal with some of those friends, actually most of those friends, looking back now, drifting away and kind of just not knowing how to interact with me anymore. It seemed like once I put the scarf on my head, in their eyes, I just became a completely different person. But that was in general just a time of transition and all of the kind of challenges and growing pains, I suppose, that come with that. In that same year, I got my first and only so far food service job, and I was scooping ice cream part-time at a local organic ice cream shop, and I was so nervous going into the first interview. I had no idea how people would react or how I should act. And I mean, I had only been wearing hijab for a couple of months at that time. So as it turns out, the hiring manager actually looked at me and she goes, "Well, good, I don't need to talk to you about the dress code." So I ended up being hired, and I was absolutely blessed to work there with a team of really amazing, diverse, and supportive people. So alhamdulillah for that experience. I did my master's degree overseas in London in the UK, and alhamdulillah over there I had relatively few challenges as a covered woman. I was kind of more used to wearing hijab at that point, and there's just an absolutely massive Muslim community in London, so that it was I don't want to say necessarily like an Islamic environment to be in, because it wasn't necessarily like a Muslim majority, but I was around a lot of other Muslim women. So I did at that point actually kind of start to deal with the issues around being a Muslim woman in general, like in the public sphere, like, you know, getting the funny looks or somebody shouting something on the street or spitting at you or things like that, that I hadn't dealt with so much of in California. But none of that necessarily had to do with me being in the workforce or my education or anything like that. And so finally, as a freelancer, doing freelance transcription and translation and editing, my hijab has been pretty much a non-issue. I work primarily online. I've got one professional profile picture of myself in hijab on like my LinkedIn page and, you know, on my Google Gmail account and all of that. But for the most part, clients are paying more attention to my, you know, reviews and portfolios and resume and CV and all of that. So if they don't like what I'm wearing, they just don't get in touch, and that doesn't really bother me. So alhamdulillah, I've never really felt like my hijab created a scarcity or lack of clients in my freelance work or anything like that.
Wow, that's really cool. I love and I appreciate like the different variances, like working in different areas and what that was like. And like, I love the organic ice cream. I mean, you gotta love California, right? Organic ice cream shop. Sure. Love it. Love
it. Gain someone that shop.
Hey, it's organic, right?
Then my first ramen.
Yeah. Actually. Oh, awesome.
Well, at least ice cream all day.
You stayed cool though. You stayed cool.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So, you know, with all the experience that you've talked about in the different areas, like, do you think, Ashley, like, while you were working, did it ever appear to you that seemed to be like some kind of obstacles that would come about wearing the hijab?
So I think I've faced the most obstacles in my most recent job search, looking for positions here around Asia as an ESL teacher. So I went through a couple of different interviews with different recruiters and schools and agencies and all of that. And my hijab actually did come up negatively a couple of times. In one interview, it was, I think, my second to last interview before I actually found this position that I'm in now. But in one interview, the hiring manager actually asked me if I would be willing to take off the hijab while I'm at work and like teaching in the classroom and whatever, and just wear it outside of work. She told me, I really respect your culture and everything, but you'll need to take that off inside the school. So I told her, like, you know, I'm 100% willing to wear any sort of uniform or whatever is required for the teaching position, but I also... It's also very important to me to be properly covered within the context of that uniform. And needless to say, I never heard back from her. So actually, after securing the position at the school I'm with now, alhamdulillah, the hiring manager that I was working with gave me a couple of different options. They have campuses all over China. And so they gave me a couple of different options as to which city I would like to go work in. And I chose a larger city that had this it just looked beautiful, and it had a massive expat community that I thought would be good for support, especially as someone who doesn't speak the language locally. And the compensation package was really good, alhamdulillah. But the hiring manager got back to me and said, well, you know, you choose that if you want to, but in that province that campus is in, the authorities require that you take a visa photo with nothing on your head, no exceptions for religion, you know, nothing. Your head has to be bare, you have to be able to see your ears, et cetera, et cetera. So that was actually something I felt really conflicted about, because I didn't feel like, I didn't feel quite connected to any of the other campuses or cities, but I also, in my heart, I felt very uneasy about compromising on my hijab, even though it was technically for, you know, an ID photo, and maybe there could be some leeway and whatnot. But in the end, I chose to go with a campus in a smaller city where I am now, alhamdulillah. And there's actually a majority of Chinese, ethnic Chinese Muslims here, and alhamdulillah, it was definitely the right choice. So it just goes to show how when you give up something that you think you want for the sake of Allah, alhamdulillah, he definitely rewards you with something better.
Wow, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, it's so true. Oh my God. I love that piece that, you know, like, you put your trust in Allah also, and you're doing for his sake. And if one door seems to look like it's kind of closing, a bigger, better door opens finally. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So, you know, Ashley, like, you know, wearing the hijab, and I see you're still wearing it now and you keep going strong. Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless it for you. Ameen. What drives you forward, like, proudly wearing your hijab in China and in the rest of your life, wherever you're showing up?
So I think the same thing drives me forward now that initially drove me to put it on in the first place when I converted, and that's my identity as a Muslima. So I didn't start wearing the hijab back when I started wearing the hijab about a month after I converted. And back then, it really wasn't because I strongly believed in modesty or anything like that, though alhamdulillah that has developed over time for me. But I started wearing it because I was really excited to be a Muslim now, and I wanted everyone to know, this is who I am, I'm a Muslim now. And alhamdulillah, that hasn't changed over the years. So even when hijab feels tedious, or I feel too hot, or I'm irritated by too many layers, or it's creating obstacles for me in whatever part of my life, or, you know, whatever it is, I remember that this is my way to tell the world what I believe in and what I stand for. And so alhamdulillah, that keeps me going.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah, allahumma barakallah, ameen. It's so beautiful. That's really beautiful. Ashley, like, you know, what impact have you noticed, like, proudly wearing your hijab as you are right now in your field, in your work life, and in life in general, has had in sharing your faith, like, with other people? Especially being a revert too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, alhamdulillah, that was actually the biggest place that I could remember really feeling the impact of what I was wearing was actually when I was working at the ice cream shop, because oftentimes they put me in this little kiosk. We had one big main shop, and then we had a little kiosk big enough for a single person to fit in on the main street in the city that I was living in. So a lot of the times I was the only person working in that little kiosk, and, you know, I made sure to always be smiling and chatting while I was scooping customers' ice creams, and alhamdulillah, people felt comfortable coming up to me and asking me questions. And of course I had some really strange and slightly inappropriate questions, but a lot of the time, most of the people, even the ones that were asking weird questions, were really just genuinely curious, right, and interested in having a conversation to better understand, you know, what I believed in and why I was dressed the way I was dressed. So, alhamdulillah, I always try to keep an open mind and go into a conversation, any conversation with other Muslims, with non-Muslims, with whoever, with a willingness to have real dialogue, even if that means I'm learning something new instead of them, you know. Mm. And, you know, I couldn't tell you how many people had a conversation with me and then they went home and decided to convert or whatever. But alhamdulillah, I do feel like at least I had some meaningful conversations because people felt comfortable enough to approach me and ask, mm-hmm. hey, what's that thing on your head? Or, hey, why are you dressed like that? You know, and then we could talk about why I'm dressed like this and what I believe in as a Muslim. So,
oh, that's beautiful. Thank you, Ashley, for sharing that. It reminds me also, like, it's kind of like we create, it's kind of like a sense of our opportunity to create, like that dialogue and maybe an understanding, help others understand a little bit better about what, who a Muslim is and what it is we believe in. And just in the way that you're describing how you react and how you, you know, smile and you're open for the questions, it's a beautiful, beautiful form of dawah. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Yeah,
I was actually just scrolling Instagram.
Sorry, you got cut out. We have a little bit of an interruption, Ashley.
Instagram, because that's where I spent. Oh no.
Okay, just say it again. Now I hear you again. Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So I was saying, I was actually scrolling Instagram, maybe today or yesterday. I'm not quite sure when, but I saw someone had posted a quote that SubhanAllah, that reminded me of that. It really is the best form of da'wah, to be open and smiling and willing to have a dialogue about things.
Right. SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah. There was a little bit of an interruption, but I grasp what you said, and it is the really best form of da'wah. Alhamdulillah. I think this is doing really well, this interview. I have one more question for you before we wrap up. And I mean, given that you're in China and I'm in Canada, alhamdulillah, the connection is surviving. So let me ask you this last question, Ashley. yeah, I know, right? Okay, so let me ask you this last question. Inshallah, it will catch your answer, because I'd really love to hear, like, is there any kind of words of wisdom that you'd want to share with all the sisters out there that, you know, might be considering working with their hijab or putting on the hijab for the first time, or maybe for those considering removing it for work? What advice would you give them?
Yeah, so my
oops.
Always. Oh, am I cutting out?
Yeah. One sec. Let's just try that again. Oh, no. Go for it.
Okay. So I was saying, my first advice to any woman considering hijab, specifically putting on hijab, you know, as a new hijabi, is to make sure you're doing it from your heart. Because I found, you know, from other sisters and reverts that I know, that if you're doing it for any reason besides your relationship with Allah, oftentimes it's not a good enough reason to make it worthwhile. And it'll be a journey of put it on, take it off, put it on, take it off, you know. So make sure when you're considering putting it on that it's coming from your heart, and it's coming from your relationship with Allah. And then my advice where hijab and work is concerned is really simple. The only limitations are the ones that you put on yourself. You know, your hijab will not necessarily be an obstacle in your education or in the workplace, but your mindset about hijab or your self-consciousness or, you know, that wondering, what are people gonna think, that can be an obstacle. So inshallah, be confident in your talents and your skills, and be confident in being your amazing self. And then inshallah, whichever doors are meant to open for you will open, and whichever doors don't open, Allah didn't have planned for you in the first place, whether or not you were wearing the hijab. It's all Allah's plan, and we have to put our trust in Him that He has the best in store for our future, inshallah.
Oh, that was so beautiful. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. And whatever we do for his sake, it's like, it always works out. Everything works out, like in your story with China. And I mean, we all have many stories. And I like the point that you brought up, because it's like, it's interesting. I remember us learning as Muslims, Allah is as you think of him. And when I think of the hijab too, it will be for you. If you think of it as an obstacle, it'll be an obstacle for you. If you think of it, if you're wearing it and it's not an obstacle, sure, doors might close. They might, but better ones will open. And even though sometimes we think one thing is the better one, we don't know the bigger picture. Only Allah knows. And in my experience, it's never been an obstacle. If anything, it's been a little bit more opportunities. Yeah. SubhanAllah. Oh, JazakAllah khair, Ashley, for your time and doing this interview and being so open with us and sharing with us here. I really appreciate that. May Allah make this.
Yeah.
Sorry, it got cut. May Allah make this a means of barakah and reward for you in this life and more in the hereafter. And may He help guide us all onto the straight path and always doing what's best for us, in not only just in this life, but in the hereafter, and what's pleasing to Him. Ameen.
Ameen.
Thank you so much, Ashley. Take care. Assalamu alaikum wa ta'ala barakatuh.
Yeah, thank you. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Please join us again for our next interview with Hijab Aware.